Lord gave me a little thought, gave it to me as late as last night. I thought I was going to preach on something else today. Not much of a thought, but just a little thought. And if you'd open your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter number 13. I really enjoyed hearing the group today. It really has blessed us to hear them. And I didn't say anything about who it was that was going to be coming. A lot of people said, well, you're just trying to keep secrets. Well, I knew Miss Vanda was sick. And I wanted to respect her privacy while at the same time praying for her. And if they weren't able to come, then they wouldn't be disappointed and we wouldn't be disappointed. So I thought, I've invited some special singers to come, and I just left it at that. And so now if you think hard of me for keeping you guessing, that's why I kept you guessing. It was because she was sick. And the Lord allowed her to be here. And I'm thankful for that. God's heard and answered prayer. He's still a healing God. Don't you believe that? I believe that with all my heart. Now today's homecoming Sunday. And I had studied this out, I thought, pretty good. And then God gave me a little thought last night. And I want to think on this morning or preach on the homecoming of Jesus. The homecoming of Jesus. If you'd stand with me, we want to read in verse number 53. Understand something as you stand. Let me lay a little background. First of all, He is Creator God. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God and the Word was with God. The Bible tells us that Jesus is Creator God. Amen? And He left the splendor of heaven, came to this earth, born of a virgin. Amen? Had an earthly home there in Nazareth. He grew up at about 30 years of age. He began His earthly ministry. The call of the disciples. The beginning of miracles. A lot of miracles that Jesus would do for about 3.5 years or so. Is that correct? Amen. Yeah, Matthew chapter 13 verse 53. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, He departed thence. And when He was coming to His own country. You see that? When He was coming to His own country. There's His homecoming. He's coming back home to His earthly home of Nazareth, or His community there. When He was coming to His own country, He taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence has this man with this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? And they were offended in Him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And He did not many mighty works there because of their own belief. Father, we thank You today, Lord Jesus, for Your many blessings, for opportunity to have homecoming. And God, I'm wanting to report this morning from everybody that I'm thankful to be saved. And I believe You with all my heart. And Lord, I see here their unbelief, God, that they had in You hindered Your mighty power. Lord, I pray today, God, You'd help us to have faith and trust in Thee. And I pray, God, You'd do something amazing today. You'd bless somebody. You'd save somebody. You'd encourage somebody. Lord, I ask, God, You'd make preaching easy. Give us liberty, we pray. And thank You for these wonderful songs of Zion that we've heard. And these wonderful folks we've heard sing Your praise. I pray You bless them. For we ask these favors in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. We understand that He did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. First point, we see His return to Nazareth. He was on His way back home. He came and taught in the synagogue. In fact, the Bible says it was their synagogue. Boy, that's a problem, isn't it? Last time I checked, this is God's house. It don't belong to you. It don't belong to me. Boy, we make a mistake when we say, well, that's my church. It don't belong to you. And it don't belong to me. I realize we have a habit of saying that. But let's get it very clear. It's not their synagogue. It belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And there's why when he came in and taught in their synagogue, they had a problem. They didn't like his teaching. And so what they've done is, when Jesus has come home, what a homecoming. They rejected him. They could not stand his preaching. They could not stand his power. They could not stand his word. They turned their backs on him and they were unbelievers at what he said. In fact, if you'd do me the honor of turning to Luke chapter 4, we'll read along these lines again in Luke's version of these circumstances. Luke chapter 4, verse number 16, his homecoming, his return to Nazareth. Verse 16 says, "And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up." He came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. Watch this. "And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, 'This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.' And all bear him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, 'Is this, watch this, is not this Joseph's son?'" When Jesus said, "This day is the scripture fulfilled," they said, "This is Joseph's son. Is not this Joseph's son? How can the Spirit of the Lord be upon him? I mean, can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" I want to tell you what, when he came home, they rejected him. So much, watch this in verse 24. He said, "Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country." Verse 28, "And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up, and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong." What a homecoming. Jesus has come back to his hometown, and they're going to throw him off the side of the hill and kill him and thrust him out headlong. What a homecoming. Ain't you glad you're in the church today? What if we decide to pick you up and throw you off one of these hills around here to welcome you home? Boy, it wouldn't be much of a homecoming, would it? What a homecoming. Jesus' return to Nazareth. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. We might say it like this. He came into his own, but his own received him not. In fact, over the course of 3.5 years, they would take him and lead him up Calvary's hill there and crucify him there. He would shed his blood and he would die upon that cruel cross. Certainly, my friend, his earthly ministry looked like it's completely over, and they put him in a grave. If you'd turn with me to John chapter 20, I want you to see his resurrection, point number 2, from the dead. His resurrection from the dead. Imagine the disappointment of the disciples. He had called them. They had seen miracle after miracle. They heard him say that he would be raised from the dead. They didn't much believe it. They didn't much believe he'd die on the cross. And now they've buried Jesus inside the tomb. The disciples are disappointed. They are afraid that they're going to be crucified themselves. They're very worried. In fact, the few friends that he had, they were downtrodden. They were defeated and they were discouraged. I mean, how do you feel when death comes to your home? Don't you feel lousy? Don't you feel depressed? Don't you feel a broken heart and a time of grieving and a time of crying your eyes out and weeping? That's what these disciples were feeling. But in John chapter 20, verse 1, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, while it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher." You know what's happened there in John chapter 20, verse 1? On the third day, Jesus has been raised from the dead. Amen. Amen. Look with me. Skip down to verse 11. But Mary stood without the sepulcher weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher and see two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been laying. And when they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they've laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. What a homecoming. She was crying her eyes out, brokenhearted. The one she loved, her Savior, the forgiver of her sins and redeemer of her soul. It looks like he's not done what he said he would do. And the devil was having a party, a victory there, and looking like he had conquered Jesus. But up from the grave arose our precious Savior, amen. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. He became victor and conqueror over the devil. What a homecoming had arisen there in Mary's heart. And when he spoke her name, she said, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. What a homecoming. What's this? Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not. Now, in the book of Matthew, he allowed them to handle him by the feet. But here in John, he says, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. Oh, now, why in Matthew were they allowed to touch him? But in John, they weren't. Did they get the facts wrong? Is this a contradiction in the Word of God? Absolutely not. Mary's the first one to see the Lord here. He says, Touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. You know what he's doing? He's got the blood. He can't be touched by Mary. She's saved, but we're all sinners. Saved by the grace of God. And it would make that blood impure. When he says, Touch me not, he's on his way in the splendor of heaven with the blood. And he's going to walk into the mercy seat. He's going to take that blood. He's going to sprinkle it 7 times upon that mercy seat there. You know, judgment of God that said, The sinner that sins, he must die. When Jesus put his blood on the mercy seat, the judgment of God had cried out, but the blood of Jesus said, Mercy, mercy, mercy. I'm going to tell you what, the blood of Jesus had a homecoming. What a homecoming when the blood of Jesus got put on the mercy seat. Hallelujah. He ascended there and put the blood, and then you know what he did? He came back. And when he came back after doing so, he allowed them in the book of Matthew to handle him. They said, All hail, and they worshiped, and they touched him and held him by the feet. Boy, I'm glad, ain't you, that the blood is upon the mercy seat. What a homecoming that the blood's on the mercy seat. Now for 40 days after this time, Jesus will be upon this earth going about in a glorified body. How many eats fish? He eats honeycomb, but he can walk right through locked doors. I can't do that yet. I don't have a glorified body. But one of these days, praise God, I will. And so will you if you're redeemed today. I want you to turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter number 1. Just turn the page over. I want you to see, thirdly, we've seen number 1, his return to Nazareth. We've seen number 2, his resurrection from the dead. This number 3, we want to see his reception. In Acts chapter 1, verse number 9, when he had spoken these things, in other words, been on earth 40 days here with a glorified body. When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. And while he looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, 2 men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, You men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. What a homecoming. Jesus standing there with them, talking with them. All of a sudden, a cloud just receives him up out of their sight. They stand there amazed. I've never seen anything like that. Couldn't imagine seeing anything like that. He just, woo, he was gone. And everybody was standing there, and that angel stepped out. They said, this same Jesus which was taken up from you, into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go. Listen, he was received up into his eternal home. Now imagine this. I can see him as he enters the gate of glory. He's been received. He enters into the gate of glory. And the angels, the seraphims and the cherubims, they stand with their angelic wings drawn back at attention. Here comes our King. What a homecoming. What joy in the presence of the angels. Imagine there comes Jesus as he walks through this, hallelujah, the presence of God. And he sits down on the right-hand side of the throne of God, the place where only a king could sit down. And he looks there and he says, hear the voice of his father say, welcome home, my son. What a homecoming. That must have been, remember, just a few short days before, as Jesus hung on the cross there, the Father had to look away as Jesus was made my sin and your sin. And for the first time, Father and Son were separated. And oh, how that must have broken his heart. But he saw that Son on the third day raised again. He saw him as received 40 days later in the glory. And he watches his boy walk right down the golden avenue of glory, amen, and sit down the right hand of God. And I'm sure he said, welcome home, my son. Welcome home. Boy, what a homecoming day that must have been when Jesus walked into that place. I want to turn to Hebrews chapter 7, verse number 25. I want to read you something here. Hebrews 7, 25. There's Jesus sitting on the right hand of God. All things looking to have been accomplished. Redemption has been completed. But there on July the 13th, 1978, there I sat at the Balfour Baptist Church, lost as a goose in a hailstorm, on my way to a devil's hell. The devil had victory over me. I was going to hell, and it looked like nothing could be done to change that situation. But the man of God got up, and he read the Word. And the Spirit of God began to move and began to stir in my soul and began to convict me of being lost. Boy, I'm thankful I got lost, aren't you? And Hebrews 7:25 says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him. I got out of my seat when conviction came. I ran down that altar and fell on my face. And I asked him to save me. I said, Lord, would you forgive me of my sins? I believe you died for me. I believe you rose again. Would you save me, Lord? Would you receive me unto yourself? And would you come and live in my heart? You know what he did? Just as his father received him and let himself on the right hand of the throne, he received me. A lost, wicked, wretched sinner. He forgave all my sins and he received me. And you know what it did? I cleared out the throne of my heart of all the sin and corruption and wickedness that had been there. And I bowed and I said, Lord Jesus, you're my King. Set up on the throne of my heart forever. I want to tell you right now, amen, what a homecoming. He lives inside there. It's his rightful place, amen. He's the one made me. He's the one created me. He's the one convicted me. He's the one saved me. And he occupies no less than the throne of my life. What a homecoming when Jesus moved in. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, not only there, I can't stop there where he saved me and he received me. But look here, after he saved us, to the uttermost that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He ever liveth. He's sitting on the right hand of God for eternity. He ever lives to make intercession. What does that mean? He's watching out for me. He cares for me. When I get on my knees, when I'm in trouble, and I get down and start calling on his holy name, He hears my prayer. And He answers my prayer. My prayers are welcome in the throne of God. What a homecoming that my prayers would be heard by a mighty God. You hear me today? You're welcome at His throne if you're His child. What a homecoming to have access to the throne of God that you might call on Him when you're in trouble. You're welcome there. He delights to hear from you. He delights to have you worship Him. What a homecoming. I can't stop there. One more and I want to close. John 17. Boy, how I love Him today. How I love Him today. Somebody talks about the Lord's Prayer being, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, you know. And that's a model prayer, I'll agree. But I believe John chapter 17 is where He's really prayed for us. I believe this is the prayer chapter of Jesus for you and I. In John chapter 17, verse number 24, our last point today will be this. The rapture. The rapture. John chapter 17, verse 24. Jesus praying says, Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given Me, that's you and I, be with Me where I am, that they may behold My glory which Thou hast given Me, for Thou lovest Me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee, but I have known Thee, and these have known that Thou hast sent Me. And I have declared unto them Thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith Thou hast loved Me may be in them, and I in them. Watch this. He says, Father, would You allow it to be that they may be with Me where I am? I heard Don speaking a minute ago out of John 14. Turn back just a couple chapters. Let's read that together. We're talking about that we may be where He is. You see how He prays for us, how He intercedes for us. Look at what He's promised us. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Hallelujah. And receive you unto Myself. Why? Watch this. That where I am, there ye may be also. I don't know how it's going to happen. Whether death will come first to my body or the rapture. But nonetheless, one of these days, if this old heart quits beating and these lungs quit breathing, I'll leave this place and I'm going to be welcomed home in heaven. What a homecoming. If it's a rapture, what about today? I thought about that this morning. What a homecoming that'd be, amen. Somebody said, you know what this is, preacher? A homecoming day, we're just getting ready. This is just practice, y'all. We're getting ready to go home. And what a reception it's going to be there. There'll be no more rejecting Jesus. There'll be nobody sitting there on their hands. People be standing and bound on their knees to praise Him and doing everything they can to confess that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords to the glory of God the Father. I got to thinking last night that I'm going to be welcome in heaven. It's my eternal home. Last night I got to thinking about how undeserving I am. But I got to think about what a glorious place that's going to be. I'm going to get to see my Savior. I'm going to get to see beauty that has never, never the half been told. And I'm going to be reunited with my loved ones gone on before me. They're there right now. If you and I could just tap in and hear what's going on in that country today, you know what? We'd say, man, what a homecoming. They're shouting out and praising His name. Hey, y'all, hear what I'm going to tell you this morning. There's a spotless, sinless place called heaven. And it's my home. And one day, I'll live there. And it won't be long. It might be today. And you know what? When I get there, I know I'm going to say, what a homecoming. Jesus was rejected at Nazareth. What a terrible homecoming. But my friend, His resurrection, What a homecoming. Amen. What about His ascension, His return, His reception back to the Father? What a homecoming. And what a homecoming when you and I get there with Him and we're complete with our Lord. What a homecoming. Hey, y'all, today, you may say this homecoming day, not much of a day. Had to listen to you preach and you stunk the place up again. That's okay. There's coming a greater day. What a homecoming when we see our blessed Savior and Lord. Bless His holy name. You stand with me today. Your heads are bowed. There's nobody looking. I'd like to ask our pianist, organist, if you'd come, you'd play softly on the instrument this morning. Might be somebody here today. You say, you know what, Lord? I want to thank You for allowing me to have a homecoming day. Not just this Sunday, but my name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I have a hope, not a maybe so, a sure thing. You come on mind Him, folks are moving. I have a sure thing that one day I'm going to arrive safely in glory. And what a homecoming. I look forward to the day that I get to bow myself before Him. And I want to thank Him this very homecoming day at Bethel for saving my sin-sick soul. I worship Him today. No other do I worship. I worship Him. Maybe you could say today, boy, I'm glad He lives in my heart. And I want to say to Him, what a homecoming. Welcome, Lord Jesus. Thank You for sitting on the throne of my life. Thank You for saving a wretch like me. I bless Your holy name. I worship You and I praise You. You're my God, my Lord, and my King. There is none other beside Thee. I worship You. Would you come today and bow? Folks are still moving. Keep minding it. Keep minding it.
Savior and Lord. Amen.